This is Press Play on KCRW. I'm Michelle Alloy, in for Madeline Brand.
Bon appétit.
Where's the lamb sauce?
Creamy, salty, sweet, and oaky nuttiness.
15 minutes Bake Off, Queens.
And then we add the whiskey. Boom! Flames.
Bam! That's a little bad like that.
Pie.
Well, spring is officially here, and what better way to celebrate than in the kitchen? And on this week's menu, Evan Kleiman is showing us how to make two spring-inspired risotto recipes. She's also the host of KCRW's Good Food. Hi, Evan.
Hi, Michelle.
Okay, well, I have a confession to make to you before we get going. I don't really like risotto, but I think it's because I've only ever really had bad risotto, and it can be very hard to make. So tell us what's it made of and why it is so easy to screw up.
I don't think it's hard to make at all. I think that it's really good if you have a benchmark. So go to a restaurant. I'm going to be suggesting a few during our conversation that makes really good risotto. But really, all it is porridge. The particular rice varieties that you use for a risotto do pretty much 3/4 of the heavy lifting for you.
Okay. And so, yeah, you can't just use any old rice that you're getting at the supermarket. So what are the specific types of rice that you should be looking for if you're going to make risotto?
Yeah. So risotto is born from northern Italy, and you have to use these varieties of rices that have a lot of starch, and they have this quality where they can absorb a tremendous amount of liquid without getting mushy. And the varieties that are most commonly used are Arborio, Carnaroli, and Violone Nano. They're different sizes, Carnaroli being the biggest and Violone Nano being the smallest.
And it's these rices, like you said, that they can just absorb a lot of liquid when they're cooking in a way that like a basmati rice can't do.
Oh, yeah. I mean, basmati rice is so tender, and you have to be careful that you don't use too much water or overcook it, because it will get mushy, like many long grain rices. You have to really destroy risotto rice for it to get mushy.
And so what's the consistency then that you are looking at? You want it what, like just a little bit al dente?
How do I say this? There are younger chefs now who tend to make risotto almost crunchy.
Very diplomatic
of you. Just as I do not enjoy my pasta crunchy, I like them just al dente, which is tender. With rice, it's really easy to, you just take one grain that you've been cooking, open it up with your nail, and look and see, always check and see if there's still a tiny little dot of white from uncooked starch in the center. And then I know it's time to take it off the heat, because it continues cooking as you take it off, and you want it to be, I don't like to say wet, because that's not a good description.
Yeah.
It's creamy. So the thing about risotto, it's all about the interaction of these rice grains that are tender but not soft, and this starchy, self-created sauce that holds the dish together.
Okay, and so before we get into these recipes that you've brought us today, what are some of the building blocks then of just an average risotto? What do you need to make it?
You need risotto rice. Then you need butter, a little bit of onion, liquid. It could be water, actually, or a broth, and it doesn't have to be a very strong tasting broth. You need flavorings that you're going to add. In this case, we're going to be talking about two. One is with leeks, asparagus, and peas. Another is going to be strawberries. And then, traditionally speaking, to finish off a savory risotto, you'll beat it at the end off the heat with parmigiano and butter. And that just reinforces the flavor, the texture, and adds to the creamy texture.
Well, you've really got me sitting here scratching my head about, like, why do I have in my mind that I don't like risotto? This sounds delicious. So let's get into these two recipes then. First, we'll start with the savory one. Asparagus, peas, leeks, and other vegetables. Tell us how you make this.
All you do is you just melt butter in the pan. You cook your sliced leeks until they're soft. You add the rice. And you let it, you stir it around in the pot with the leeks until you hear the rice click a little bit against the pan. You want to let it absorb the fat and heat up a little bit. Then you start adding your liquid. Now, you can add it all at one time, but I like doing it the traditional way where you add it half a cup of liquid at a time. And so you're stirring, you're letting the rice absorb the liquid. You keep adding it in, and this way you have a great deal of control and you are less likely to overcook it. And then you usually add whatever flavorings you're adding. I'd say halfway to three quarters of the way through the cooking, you'll know when to add it based on how fast it takes what you're adding to cook. And then when the rice grain reaches that perfect place and it's the consistency that you like, not too dry, not swimming. You pull it off the heat and you add a little knob of butter and a little handful of Parmigiano and you beat it up. Beep, 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 beep. And it just transforms and becomes this gorgeous thing.
Okay. So you have another recipe, though, that is a little, I mean, I've never seen a sweeter risotto. This one is with strawberries. So tell us about this recipe. Is it just strawberries that goes in it?
Yeah, this was just some fun. You know, I used to make this every year for Mother's Day at my restaurant, Angeli, because the rice turns pink and it's just unexpected. And you can adjust the sugar. You can make it lightly sweetened, in which case you could eat it as a main course. Or you can make it a little bit sweeter and then use it as a dessert.
Interesting. So for the folks out there who maybe feel a little bit intimidated, even though you've reassured us that making this should be pretty easy, where are some places around the city that people could go to get some really good risotto?
I think the risotto alla milanese, which is served with bone marrow at Brera in the Arts District, is perfection. Also, a well-known restaurant group from Milan called Dal Milanese has just opened up on Hillhurst. One would expect them to also have really incredible risotto. Il Pastaio in Beverly Hills has a very large risotto menu and is very dependable and delicious.
That all sounds amazing. KCRW's Evan Kleinman. Before we let you go, though, what's on Good Food this week?
Ooh, we do a deep dive into croissants with this amazing woman, Kate Reed, who was a successful Formula One engineer who designed race cars before becoming a croissant obsessive.
Oh my God, that's totally up my alley. I can't wait to listen to that.
There you go. And then just for a different look at croissant, we talked to a local baker, Jenny Yee, who operates Baker's Bench, where she uses a plant-based substitute for butter. So she's making vegan croissants.
All right. KCRW's Evan Kleinman, host of KCRW's Good Food. You can listen on Saturday mornings at 10 and wherever you get your podcasts. Evan, thank you as always.
Thank you so much, Michelle.
Well, that's going to do it for the show, Press Play today. But before we let you go, just one more reminder, request. It is the final countdown of our spring pledge drive, the last 48 hours. And Madeline Brand joins me now. Tell us again, why is this so important that people
Goodness. Well, it is so important because the public supports public radio. It is that simple. And your public radio station is KCRW, and you are the public. And so it's like a hand in a glove.
Exactly. You know,
we're here for you throughout the year, 24/7, in everywhere. We're not only on the radio, we're on your apps, we're out in the community doing lots of live events. Listening to Evan just reminded me the pie contest is coming up. That is something that everybody loves, and it really knits the community together. And that's what KCRW does. We knit the community together, and you are part of it. So go online, kcrw.com/join. We have some fabulous thank you gifts. And today, and only today, we are pulling an iPhone 14 winner at the end of the day. So you could win an iPhone 14. You can pick up some amazing new swag, and you can feel good about supporting your public radio station. This is a win-win-win situation, Michelle.
That's right. And like you said, you know, we're here when the community needs us. So we need the community to be here for us when we need you. Like we said, this is the final stretch, the final 48 hours, the penultimate day. We love that day. Like, you know what the word penultimate means because you listen to KCRW. We are here to tell you. And if you donate today, $5 a month even, or more, and you will receive a one-year digital subscription to the New York Times. That's a pretty big deal. There's a lot of great stuff that comes with that subscription. So please, donate now, kcrw.com/give. You can support KCRW's local news, coverage, and get access to world-class reporting from the New York Times in just one click. It's as easy as that, Madeline.
It is so easy, and you support KCRW, which is the most important thing of all, is to support your... Look, the dog is barking in the background.
He wants to support KCRW, too.
He is trying so hard to get you to go online at kcrw.com/join. So won't you do it now? We only have a day left. We don't want you to forget to do it, and it'll be too late. So do it now at kcrw.com/join. Support Michelle, support Press Play, Evan Kleinman, all the great programming that you hear. kcrw.com/join.
All right, that does it for Press Play today. I'm Michelle Aloy. I'll see you tomorrow.